And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Bruce Cohn and Patricia Sidman, here to talk about Beau Geste, a comedy by James Sherman, and we hope we'll be joined by Bob Sidman in just a little while. Beau Geste, you've been wanting to do this comedy for a while, and have it's been quite a comedy of errors and some difficult moments, I guess, for you, Bruce. Tell us
it's
why.
It's always an event. Put on a production.
Yeah, you have a full-time job as well.
And I have two jobs.
Two jobs. And you try to do creative activities like directing plays and acting in plays as well.
Correct.
So we're so glad that you were able to make it here today to talk about the play. Well, tell us about Beau Geste. And as you said when you first came in here, it is not Beau Geste. So tell us why you said that.
Yeah, that was a film. I'm not sure if it was ever a play, but it was a film that came out in the 50s, I think, that that most people know. When they hear that, that's what they think. But that's Jess with a G. Mm-hmm. This is Jess with a J. Mm-hmm. So I tell people Beau Geste is a friendly or funny boyfriend.
And the other one was a more serious film.
Yeah. This is definitely a comedy.
Okay.
But a comedy with a heart.
Comedy with a heart. Some comedies don't. They're pretty merciless comedies, aren't they? Yeah.
Just funny, 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 which is fine. That's perfect place for that in theater. But and this is definitely funny, and it's going to get a ton of chuckles. But it has a real heart to it, and that's what when the script was brought to me, and I read it first, I said, "Yeah, this is definitely something to put on
that you want to do." So you've never seen it performed.
No.
This is new, and your great interpretation of this comedy, again, by James Sherman. Mm-hmm. So you've gathered your team together.
Yes, my
and
team.
And you're the director. And Patricia and Bob are playing in this play. You'll have quite a wonderful role, I hear. maybe we can have Bruce tell us just a bit about it, and then we'll get your perspective, Patricia, about this
just
couple.
Real brief synopsis. It centers around a young woman who lives alone. She's a school teacher. She's Jewish. Her parents are very Jewish. And, the typical Jewish parents, they want their daughter to marry and marry a nice Jewish guy, hopefully. And
that's the operative word.
Yeah, operative word here. But what entails is that she has been seen. She does have a relationship when the show first opens, but it's with a non-Jew or Gentile or Goyim.
And not only that, but his name is the greatest name in a comedy.
Yeah, in fact, the name is joked about a couple times during the show. Yeah. She's doing it on the sly. Her parents don't know. Mm-hmm. But they know that she's dating, and they want to meet this boyfriend. So she comes up with the best solution: call a male escort service and hire an actor to portray her Jewish boyfriend. Which you can imagine what ensues. The hilarity.
The potential for comedy there, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So Patricia, you and Bob play the parents,
right,
of this couple.
of the woman. Yeah.
The parents of this woman who hopes to be a couple with someone else someday. Tell us about, you have a great background in theater and storytelling. It's you've done this a long time. Has comedy been something that you've done a lot of, that you've really enjoyed doing?
I haven't done a whole lot, but I enjoy it more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I love to get a laugh. Mm-hmm. And this character is great for that.
Well, how would you characterize her? You know, I think a lot of people in our audience have seen the kind of Jewish parents you're talking about, you know, in some movies. And but not everybody has a full understanding of that character. So maybe you could describe her. And
well, this is the way I see her. Her name is Miriam. And I think her life revolves around her family. She's got a daughter and then also a son who's also in the play. And she wants that to be the perfect Jewish family. She's got a picture of what that means, and she'll do anything to make sure that happens. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. She loves her kids, and she loves her husband. And there's just a tremendous, as Bruce said, a tremendous amount of heart in this thing. But the situation is so inherently funny, and she just falls for it. The mom buys it. Doesn't see the deception for a very long time.
Well, because the male escort that's hired is an actor.
So he's really good at what he does.
He tries real hard to portray this fake Jewish boyfriend. She even comes up with him as being a doctor.
Oh.
So, of course, you know, doctor, lawyer, you know.
Yeah, so describe that when you say she wants the perfect Jewish family. What in her mind, what does that entail?
That's a close-knit family where they spend, you know, talk to each other every day. The kids are married, raising Jewish children. Everything's intact. It's an extended family.
Dinners together all the time.
Have dinners together every Shabbos, every Sabbath, Friday night. Mm-hmm. Spend their holidays together. And it's, you know, the table is set beautifully and everything goes according to plan and the food is perfect and so this right is, down the line.
This is how she's approaching life.
Yes. And she doesn't particularly want to go outside. There's a little bit in the play where it becomes clear in a kind of a bittersweet moment that the outside world is of interest, but she doesn't really want to go there. Mm-hmm. Her family is where she lives.
Life could be lived in her house, and it would be just fine.
That's how I see her, yeah.
And what about your husband, the father? What is he like?
He's a hard-working. He runs a chain of dry cleaning stores, and he works hard, and he's out there, you know, doing what a businessman does. And then when he comes home, he just sits back and lets his wife take over because she wants to run the house.
Mm-hmm. And lets her run with that vision of how the household's going to be.
Yeah, so.
And that also has potential for comedy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to be completely frank and honest with you, I couldn't have picked a better couple.
To play
and,
this
yeah,
part.
Yeah, and in fact, that was who I envisioned immediately, was Patricia and Bob
in
this role.
You and Bob, Patricia, actually met acting, didn't you?
No, we actually met online.
That's right. You created a play out of that.
And we created a play out of that after we became a couple. Yeah.
That's right. Let's tell the audience that they, in real life, are married.
They are married. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we are.
So you're right. The perfect couple.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you say it is a comedy with heart because it does sound like there's a whole lot of love here.
There is. There's a whole lot of love. And at the very end, we see how that develops when the truth be told.
The truth be told.
When the truth be told.
And you're not giving away what that truth is.
And no. When the ruse is lifted, when the veil is lifted.
Right.
You know, there's the one thing about the Jewish background and the authenticity is the strength in family. And Patricia's already talked about that. And, you know, we're not going for, you know, characters. We're going for the real thing. And we're not going for stereotypes. We're going for the real thing. But the way that they talk and they act on the play takes place in Chicago. So the way they talk and they act is very representative of who they are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't put on anything that's, unless it calls for it, unless the play calls for it, I don't put on anything that's, you know, that's not going to ring true to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, just before we started the interview, Patricia, you were giving me a few samples of how you play Miriam, and it does sound quite authentic, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because this is not a New York Jewish family.
No.
It's a Chicago Jewish family.
Yes.
And I'm sure there are some distinctions there. And I mean, very similarities.
But I used to live in New York.
So you know it all.
Out of my mouth, it tends to sound, and I grew up in a Jewish community in Los Angeles, so that's the accent I pick up.
Yeah, well, that's interesting that you have the experience of both coasts and those different traditions and families there. Again, if you have just tuned in, my guests are Bruce Cohn, who's directing Beau Geste, a comedy by James Sherman, and Patricia Sidman, who is Miriam in the play, the mother, married the couple of the young woman, Sarah Goldman, who plays Sarah?
A Hope Garrett Cook, who just, for me, just kind of came out of nowhere. Actually, Patricia had known her from a previous production they had done together. And she's marvelous. And she really embodies the heart and soul of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, a real talent to work with. The whole cast is really excellent.
Yeah. And she's shines. Right. As a character, she's interesting because obviously she has a great love for her family. Because she
doesn't. And she talks
about
trying
to shock them.
No. She talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's their son, her brother, played by Rudy Eisenkopf. How do you pronounce
Eisenzopf.
It? Eisenzopf.
Mm-hmm.
I can never get it right, but thank you for that pronunciation lesson. But he plays a brother really well, too.
All right. And then I'm curious about the two characters, the boyfriend and then the actor. That had to be a difficult choice as well, too.
Yeah. I mean, I actually had somebody originally cast, and that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And then the actor who stepped in and was just, it's like, you know, you pick somebody and, okay, let's start, let's make this thing happen, and then it doesn't work out for that person, and then someone steps in who is perfect.
Made it just right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
And what was so perfect about him? What did he do
just,
right?
He just finished production of Buried Child at Cité. Oh, in fact, right. This mm-hmm. play takes place at Cité des Arts, mm-hmm. October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, if I can get that out. He had just finished there, and his situation was he was actually stage manager for that production, but the character that he ended up playing bounced out, and he was asked by the director to step in, and he really did an incredible job. And the night he showed up to start rehearsals for us, I said, you have already auditioned for me because I saw your performance in Buried Child, and you were just super.
Which was not a comedy, though.
No, no. Far from it.
Talk about a family that does not have heart.
Yeah, you know, dysfunctional. I don't think this family is dysfunctional. That dysfunctional. There is, you know, there's some dysfunction in trying to make your parents happy by maybe lying to them. Mm. But you know, I think it's a different type.
Yeah, and it's hard to even call it a lie, really, what she's doing.
Yeah,
she's trying to soothe them.
Yeah, just trying to make them happy, yeah. and all that comes out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, and you know, that's when I first read it. It really resonated with me. And you know, I grew up Jewish, and that's why the play was brought to me because I have the background.
Mm-hmm. And it felt authentic and true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I watch it, I laughed so hard because mm-hmm. it just brings me totally back to memories of my childhood. There's two scenes: is the Shabbat scene. And then there's a Passover scene where they actually do the whole, go through the service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just cracks me up.
How lovely, but it sounds like it could have potential for
things happen.
Things happen.
At the Passover dinner.
Things happen. And it just cracks me up every time I watch him rehearse it because it just brings me back.
Mm. Well, and we all have the opportunity to see it, as you said, October 11th through the 14th at Cité des Arts.
11th, 12th, and 13th are 7:30 performances, mm-hmm. evening performances, and the 14th is a 2 o'clock matinee.
Okay, so it is that weekend. So mm-hmm. if you want to go, you may want to reserve your tickets now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just one weekend, so get your tickets quick. Either by calling Cité 291-1122 or citédesarts.org.
Mm-hmm. And do you all have a Facebook page?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. It's Bojest at Cité.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
put in Bojest at Cité and you get the Facebook page, and I'm constantly updating it. And mm-hmm. there's photos on there of mm-hmm. the cast. We might take a couple of more during rehearsal type mm-hmm. pictures.
It's such a great way to keep yourself reminded of a concert or event, a performance that you really want to go to.
Yeah.
Those Facebook pages, because you get those reminders and you also get to see what's happening with the production as well. So that is Bojest at Cité des Arts. Jest.
Yeah, you have to get the J, otherwise you find out about the 1950s movie.
That's right. J-E-S-T, Bojest by James Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have just tuned in, my guest, Bruce Cohn, is the director of Bojest, and Patricia Sidman is Miriam, the mother in the play. Bob, I guess, couldn't eventually make it here, but he plays your husband, the father, and a great opportunity for comedy with both of your characters, as y'all have described it. And should people want to find out a little bit more about the play, they can look that up online. online as well, just to
absolutely see Facebook or mm-hmm. at Cité's page.
Right. So check those out. And again, it is just the 11th through the 14th, so just one weekend. Cité is a lovely, intimate space, but there are not infinite number of seats, about 100, I think.
Yeah. Close to. So, yeah, then you really need to. This show is going to pack them in.
Yeah.
So you really need
to. So don't wait till the last minute. I think you can get them at the door. So you can call Cité, go online, get your tickets. And anything else you wanted to add about the play to let people know more about it that would really.
Well, I was thinking one thing when Bruce was talking. The actor who plays the actor is Scott Grémillon. And what I would say about him is it would be impossible not to fall in love with him as the mother. He is so charming. So he's absolutely perfect as the one just in the play, in the plot, to step into that role.
Well, that's perfect. Perfect recommendation from the mother, Miriam. So you got to go see him, huh?
Absolutely.
Just describe him to us in your accent. How would you describe him?
In my accent? You want to hear from there?
Yeah, about him.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
And what's his name?
And his, in the play. He's introduced to me as David Steinberg.
Dr. David Steinberg.
Dr. David Steinberg. It's not his name.
We'll just have to go to the play to find out more.
Absolutely.
About his real name. Well, thank you both for coming by.
Thank
Bruce Cohn, Patricia Sidman. The play is Beau Geste, and it will be at Cité des Arts. 4 days only, 3 nights, 1 day at Cité, October 11th through the 14th. You can go to their website or call them for tickets. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.
York Psycho Freilix by the Klezmatics from 1992. Here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, it's 45 minutes past the hour.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tonight, there will be a book release party for a new publication by the UL Press, the UL Lafayette Press. The publication is en français. It's called Histoire des Acadiennes et des Acadiens by Zachary Richard. It is written for French immersion students in particular, but as we heard Michael Martin say the other day, it's great for adults who are learning French and they want to know more about Louisiana Acadian history, that the French is easier. It's geared, again, for French immersion students. And we could all benefit by reading it. The book release party is tonight at the Blue Moon Saloon in Lafayette from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a book signing. Zachary Richard and some of his fellow authors will be there signing the books. There will be music. There will be food, gumbo by Pat Mould, and French immersion students are welcome. The Blue Moon has made a special provision, so you can go tonight to the Blue Moon Saloon from 6 to 8 p.m. to see the new book just out by the UL Press. Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiens de la Louisiane. So a great book and beautiful illustrations, maps, and very well laid out, a really nice design published by the UL Press. If you'd like to know more about it, you can go to the UL Press website or show up tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Blue Moon Saloon, 215 East Convent Street in Lafayette. McNeese Theater has opened its 73rd season with Stephen Aldi Girgis's play, The Last Days of Judas Iscariot. It continues through the 30th in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. The Eunice Players Theater continues their run of On Golden Pond, directed by Vincent Barra. The play will run through the 29th, tonight, tomorrow evening, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through the website, eunisplayers.blogspot.com. You can purchase them at the door, but certainly find out more at their website. That's On Golden Pond with the Eunice Players Theater in Eunice, directed by Vincent Barra. The annual faculty exhibition sponsored by the McNeese Department of Visual Arts will hold a reception for the artists tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Grand Gallery. That reception is free and open to the public and coincides with the annual gallery promenade on Friday. Also continuing through October 4th is the Civility exhibition that is in the Abercrombie Gallery of the Shearman Fine Arts Center on the McNeese campus. Tomorrow evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there is a benefit for the Lafayette Ballet Theater called A la Prima. There will be some performances by the Lafayette Ballet Theater dancers. There will be silent and live auctions, jazz music, and food. If you'd like to know more, you can call Lafayette Ballet Theater, but you can purchase tickets through the Acadiana Center for the Arts or go to their website. The Fall Downtown Alive series continues on Friday with a performance in Parc Sans Souci by the group The Mercy Brothers. Music starts at around 6 o'clock. At Cité des Arts on Friday, Jim Phillips presents The Spinner's Web Storytellers Night. It will feature storytellers Jim Phillips, Barry Anselet, Sally O'Donlan, Bill Matthews, Hoagie Siebert, and some others. For more information, you can go to the Cité website or give them a call. You can purchase your tickets there or at the door, but they do suggest that you get your tickets, reserve them ahead of time. Seating is limited. UL Lafayette's Next House is a house that has been put together, designed, produced by the UL Architecture Program. It is the second house of this kind. The open house is this Saturday, September 29th, from 11 to 1 p.m. The house is at 319 Jackson Street in Lafayette. All are invited to attend, and they'll have food and drinks there, and lots of the architecture students and professors there who will be happy to answer questions about this sustainable house, which is called Next House. Louisiana Folk Roots has a series of cooking workshops at Vermilionville this Saturday, the 29th. The workshop will include learning how to make black pot jambalaya with Lindsay Young of the Red Stick Ramblers and chunky chocolate walnut bread pudding with Kahlua cream sauce with Pat Mold. If you'd like to register, you can call Louisiana Folk Roots or go to their website, but that is this Saturday, 11 to 2 p.m. It will take place at Vermilionville. Also at Vermilionville on Saturday, their weekly Cajun Jam session. This week, it will be led by Henry Hample and August Broussard. And on Sunday, their Bal de Dimanche will be with Ryan Brunet and Les Malfacteurs. Several exhibits with Louisiana artists are on display now at the Hilliard University Art Museum. The six artists in Louisiana Voices will be there on Saturday at 2 o'clock for a gallery talk. Artists who will be there will be Melissa Bonnet, Linda Dotriel, Lisa Osborne, Amy Guidry, and Troy Dugas. They're all Louisiana natives. You are welcome to go at 2 o'clock. It is a free program and talk with these artists about their work. That's at the Hilliard University Art Museum Saturday at 2 o'clock. Also on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. in Grand Coteau, there will be a reading and book signing by Margaret Simon. She has just recently published her first novel, Blessin'. It's a coming-of-age story set in the Bayou Country. She will be reading from her book, Blessin', and signing copies of that. Stephanie Judice will be there as well, and she has just published Rising, which is a paranormal teen romance set in southern Louisiana. It's a free reading and book signing, 2 to 4 p.m. in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul, with Margaret Simon and Stephanie Judice. And down in Houma, the Best of the Bayou Festival will run Saturday and Sunday. For more information, you can go to their website. Just look for Best of the Bayou Festival in Houma, and you can find out a complete listing of the bands, which includes The Givers and Ile Derniere. Mark Broussard will be there, the Red Stick Ramblers, the Gourds, the Creole String Beans, and many others. That's in Houma this weekend, the Best of the Bayou Festival. The Acadian Cultural Center at the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park presents local Latin American heritage throughout this month. On Saturday at 2 o'clock, local dancers will be performing traditional folk dances from Mexico. All are invited. On Saturday at Cité des Arts, 100,000 Poets for Change will have an event. It starts at 6 o'clock and goes until 10. It will be poetry, music, and spoken word, and will include the Zigzag Wanderers, Revolution Theory, Angie Joel, Daryl Bork, Jerry Maguire, Martha Reed, Project Sound, and Delta Papa, with lots of others. That's from 6 to 10 at Cité des Arts, and it will benefit coastal restoration as well as Cité. That's 100,000 Poets for Change, a worldwide event taking place in many countries and all the states in the United States and here in Lafayette on Saturday. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the harpsichord performance of Peter Sykes. He will be performing at the ACA this Saturday at 7:30. He'll be performing Bach's Goldberg Variations on a Hubbard and Brookman harpsichord, courtesy of the UL School of Music. For more information about Peter Sykes' concert this Saturday at the ACA, you can go to their website. The Crowley Art Association will have their first annual Art on the Lake event. It will be Saturday, September 29th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Hoff Power Lake. For more information, please contact the Crowley Art Association. The Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present Michael Griffith reading from his work at the Ernest J. Gaines Center on October 2nd at 7:30. On October 3rd, there will be a banned books readout in front of Dupre Library. Volunteer participants will read short passages from banned or challenged books over history. If you'd like to bring a banned book or choose one from the library, you're welcome to do that. It's a free event and open to the public. October 3rd, 2 o'clock in front of Dupre Library. McNeese's Department of Visual Arts is hosting a free lecture and book arts workshop Wednesday, October 3rd in the Shearman Fine Arts Center. It will be given by Neil Cox, who is an assistant professor of art from Texas. He'll be giving a lecture about his prints, photographs, and artists' books. Tour de Teche will start Thursday, October 4th from Port Barry in the Veterans Memorial Park. It will continue through the 5th, 6th, and 7th. For more information, you can go to their website, tourdeteche.com. www.theportbarrylaunch.com. It will kick off from the Port Barry launch on Friday. Actually, there will just be a celebration on Thursday in Port Barry, but they will actually launch on Friday. The opening ceremony at 6:30 in the morning, and then the race begins. But check out their website, Tour Jutesh, and find out more about this very inventive way of using the Tesh, our waterways. Find out more about the race and other events happening surrounding the race. The Center for Louisiana Studies presents the State of the Studies, a lecture series. The next lecture will be October 4th. It will be about anthropology. Dr. Ray Brasseur will be giving that at 4 o'clock in the Ernest J. Gaines Center on Thursday, October 4th. The UL Lafayette Wind Ensemble will give their homecoming concert on Thursday, October 4th, entitled Musical Games. It will be at 8 o'clock in Angel Hall. It is free and open to everyone. And the theme incorporates sound games, word games, and even audience participation. So a lot of gaming and music going on for the UL Lafayette Wind Ensemble's homecoming concert. Tra-la-la will take place at Café des Amis, featuring three artists, Virgie Banks, Megan Barra, and Michelle Fontenot. That opening reception will be next Thursday, October 4th, in Borough Bridge at Café des Amis. And Itinerant Theatre in Lake Charles presents Cloma, a first, three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in the Annex. There will be special events surrounding the play Cloma a First, which features Anne Savoy as Cloma Falcon, Bro Falcon. There will be a book signing, a CD signing on Friday and on Saturday after the performance of Cloma a First. The Magnolia Sisters will perform two sets of music. For more information, you can go to Itinerant Theater, their website, and find out more. Tickets available from their website or by calling the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in Lake Charles. For a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also support KRVS at any time securely by clicking on the support button and finding out the many ways that you can support your favorite radio station, KRVS, whether that's through program underwriting or by individual membership, or perhaps by donating a vehicle to KRVS that you would like to get out of your driveway or garage. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. Thistle and Shamrock at 8. Val Broussard Boston's Franco Mix at 9. 10 o'clock, it's Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat. 11, it's The Spin Cycle. And at midnight, The Midnight Snack. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.